So, do you think since Arthur's gone, we're gonna have one of those moments where someone breaks into Arthur's place and we like hear it going down?
Like, what, like, we hear Arthur getting murdered?
I was just thinking robbed.
Let's break into Arthur's apartment.
Let's all drive down there real quick while he's out at the store.
You know he doesn't live at that apartment anymore, so we'd be breaking into somebody else's home. I think.
Even better, there might be kids there.
Whoa.
What?
So we can give them presents.
Not sounding any better yet.
I'm left with more questions.
There's no radiators in his place, so I don't know if you can do everything that you're thinking.
We'll pick up a radiator at the store.
You just walk in with a radiator to tie people to?
Is there a 24-hour radiator store on the way?
So where did we leave off last time? I think it was Red had just bet some cigarettes that Andy would break down. But I gotta tell you, he ain't gonna break. And he didn't make one peep that whole night. His first night in the joint, and he cost me 2 packs of cigarettes. And then the fat guy broke, and Mr. Krabs had to go beat him up. Send him to the infirmary.
Is it a crossover?
And they just let him sit there overnight. They just let him sit there overnight, and then he died. So anyways,
you know, I don't even feel bad about like driving us towards a late start anymore. I feel like we just made up all that time. Welcome to Talking Fail, the show that doesn't do April Fools ever. With me, I have my 3 co-hosts, Tyler.
That's right. Don't look for an April Fool's special episode. We're not doing anything.
Never.
Ever. Nothing is planned.
Will?
I'm Tyler. April Fools.
That's not how April Fools works.
Damn it, Will. We talked about the drinking. And Ethan.
This was the bit.
And Ethan?
Okay. So as Arthur mentioned, we're going to go on rehab today. So if anyone gets the code word, I will be taking a shot of Mountain Dew. And before you say anything, the bit is going to be the exact same, just without alcohol. Nothing is changing.
Except alcohol.
And I'm on a wagon now.
Interesting. I'll believe it when I hear it.
Exact same.
So, as the host, I guess I should like have some topics.
Well, let's all just talk about our bits.
See, I really just have to say something, and then you guys will interrupt with things.
Yeah, that's how I know I can think of things is once Arthur starts talking, then I'm like,
once Arthur opens his mouth, we're like, oh, I can do better. It's the biggest confidence.
Ooh, I can
booster.
Jam something in.
Wow, that's actually, you know what? For April Fools, I'm going to be on Arthur's side.
You know, speaking of jamming something in, Russia had an election.
Shut up, Tyler. Arthur's time to talk. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks, Ethan. I appreciate that. Maybe one day we'll have
of course,
you know, freedom of speech.
No, I would love that
on this podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Ethan. So
sorry.
Oh, man.
Now that Arthur's talking, I think I just came up with the cure for cancer.
Will, it'll have to wait. I'm sorry. Enough is enough. Yeah, cool. So Russia had an election, quote unquote. What's up with that, Tyler?
Well, I mean, the results came in, and surprise, Putin won.
Oh, good for him.
He really is a successful.
Was it close? Like, did they need to recount or anything?
No, apparently it was a landslide.
Oh.
You know, they say you just got to want it enough.
What, did he run against Hillary?
And that's been our election talk.
So many layers.
See you next year or 4 years or whenever Russia does their own elections.
Are they going to have another one?
Well, they have them every once in a while, or they pretend to.
It's just Putin Forever now.
It sounds like an album. Putin Forever.
I'd buy that album. So, Arthur, did you have any cool stories from Ethan's birthday party? Because you weren't on that podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, cool stories. That's going to be the tough part.
I know Ethan and I were there, so not too much cool.
Yeah, to be honest, there was a lot of in and out lapse of memory.
Wait, when did he sneak off to go to In-N-Out?
Threw a bone there, Will. I don't know. What I found interesting was I apparently started recording on my phone. Like, once I started feeling really, really drunk and, like, knew there was a chance of, like, getting, blacked out, I guess. Or whatever the slang
is. It was like a safety precaution kind of thing, right? Like, I know I'm blacking out.
That and also, like, let's go along for the ride and see what happened.
In case someone tried to Aziz Ansari you.
Exactly.
Had video proof.
Exactly. I'm definitely a red wine kind of person, though. I think, yeah, it was fun. I don't have anything to add. I think you guys, in fact, filled in a few details for me, like the cover charge story.
You don't remember that? That was all Arthur.
I remember bits of it, but when I heard the story, like the whole picture came back, like being frustrated as we were coming up to the place because they were patting people down. Like, I forgot about that. But I do remember that being a driving force. Like, this place is already patting us down, and like it's not that interesting of a spot. And then they have the gall to come out and be like, "Also cover charge." I remember that moment. But anyways, that was fun.
There was a story that I didn't mention because I was kind of embarrassed. We were smoking the cigars outside of Coin Op.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, still lighting mine up, and I was, like, having a hard time because I was using matches. And I don't think I've ever lit a cigar with matches, and also I don't do it very often. Just, like, twice a day.
Definitely not enough time to get good with it, yeah.
Anyways, so I was lighting it up, and I was just trying to do, like, really quick puffs to, like, get the oxygen flowing and start the flame inside of it. And I accidentally sucked on the wrong end.
Oh, boy. I feel like that's easier to do with, like, cigarettes. Like, not the ones that have the yellow filter, just, like, you know, the almost solid white ones. Like, if you're at a certain point in the night and, like, really drunk, that's the point. Then it's easy to do that.
In my defense, I did have a little bit to drink at that point. And it was hot. It was pretty hot, and luckily no one saw. So I avoided embarrassment.
Just barely.
Congratulations.
You guys won't tell anyone, right?
No, we won't.
We're all good.
You have my word.
And Tyler's going to cut this out.
Oh, you just sealed your own fate.
Tyler will cut it out.
Don't you know what happens? If you tell him to cut something out, it's guaranteed. So,
Tyler.
Yes.
Cut out communism.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Tyler, cut me out of the pod.
Tyler, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Suffocation.
Defecation.
Oh, is it defecation?
I'm
pretty sure that it's not defecation. What?
I think it's like suffocation, and then there's another occasion, right?
There's suffocation, no breathing. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I think that is it.
What band is that? Please don't tell me I know a Nickelback song.
No, it's not Nickelback.
Oh good.
It's like Papa Roach.
Oh yeah, almost as bad.
I met Papa Roach. He was a lot bigger than I thought he'd be. Fewer legs.
Was Mama Roach around?
Cool guy. I don't know how to tell the difference.
Speaking of blood sacrifices, today is Mr. Rogers' 90th birthday, if he was still alive.
That's too bad. What? Mr. Rogers, he was the mayor of a town, right? Like,
he hosted a TV show. Something like that. But it's the same thing.
Didn't Nyan Cat die? Oh, no, Piano Cat. Sorry. Wrong internet cat.
Oh, no. Keyboard Cat?
Yeah, Keyboard Cat. Jeez, what is wrong with me today?
Wow. Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keyboard Cat did the, like, playoff thing. So it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, Ben.
You know?
Bento the Keyboard
internet
Cat.
Internet sensation.
Internet sensation and YouTube star dies.
R.I.P. Keyboard Cat.
Oh, wow. When do you guys think the original Keyboard Cat thing got filmed?
And don't 1985.
Worry. My internet is so bad, I have no idea what you said.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, it's 1985.
Apparently it wasn't the original Keyboard Cat. Yeah. The original one died a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, that would... I didn't even think this about one is that a canon? Like, wait, 1984, how long do cats live?
That cat is older than me.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I think the news headline should have been, oldest cat ever died.
Oh, you know what?
Family relieved. Do you know how much money it takes to keep a cat alive for that long? How many medical issues?
And piano lessons.
But that cat was on its fourth kidney.
I don't know if you've seen its arms, but there's something weird going on. I think those are prosthetic.
So, how old do you guys think the oldest cat ever that lived?
Do you guys think that, like, you know, in the 31
Bible... 31 years.
As is fact.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
All like, right. You know, Noah lived to be, like, 900 or something. Do you think cats and animals used to live, like, way longer, too?
No, because something hunted them and ate them.
Okay. I'm going to say 25, Arthur.
Moving on. 25 from the man with the name Will. Tyler, how about you?
I know nothing of cats. So I will say I will tell you a safe 45 years.
45.
I was hoping I'm glad he didn't go 26, cuz that's not cool.
$1, Bob. How about you, Ethan?
31.
31. Who's the actual answer is, and my happens to be my guess, 38 years.
38?
I was closer? I was closest?
38 years. Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
And
That's like older than I'm going to live.
We can only hope.
Ethan, okay. how do you expect to die?
I'm hoping self-inflicted gunshot.
Suicide is not funny.
I think it would be catfishing.
Keyboard catfishing. I'm hoping that I die in some kind of freak eating, like, bed accident.
That would be fun.
Jeffrey Dahmer types are, like, generally what I'm drawn to, so that probably isn't long term.
Drawn to?
Are you drawn to them, or are they drawn to you?
A little bit of column A.
I mean, I just stick my net in the water and see what happens to float in there. I don't speak in your terms.
Okay. Well, I hope to die in my sleep, quietly in my sleep, like my uncle. Not screaming like the passengers in his car.
Tyler, what uncle was that?
It's a joke. Just move on, Will.
don't look into it. It's okay. Just next question.
Public restrooms. Do you ever get paranoid that you forgot to lock the door, especially because there's a guy in there touching your bits?
Okay. No.
No. Seriously. No. Like. Okay, so you're never peeing in a public restroom.
Nope.
Or like a single occupant restroom, and go, I don't have a memory on locking the door or not.
I usually just waddle. I'll waddle over and lock it.
Wait. So Will. So you start peeing, and then stop to waddle to the door to check if it's locked.
I mean, I could be pooping too.
Are you stopping midstream?
I do sit down every time. So, I go to the bathroom,
you're like you're midstream, and you just stop,
yeah,
and
sure.
Then go and check the door.
Why not?
Okay. Okay. I always,
here's what I do.
The impression I get is it's super hard for people to hold it, but that's what I do too. Like I can just stop and go
check. So here's what I do. I just go tell Steve to just wait and I'll be right back and then I'll finish peeing.
I feel like there's more to the story than just peeing.
I said, I did specify single occupant. Will, I think you're using the wrong story. Last week I was mentioning my friend who might be a flat earther, and I defended him as not being like a crazy conspiracy nut or anything like that. I was hanging out with him after that podcast, and I was gonna search something on YouTube, so he hands me his phone and I open the search, and let me just read you the past searches that came up. So the first one is Stephen Hawking fake. Apparently there's conspiracies out there that Stephen Hawking isn't actually dead.
Stephen Hawking for years. Just wasn't a real person. They made him up.
No. Well, actually part of it, apparently. Affordable flight school. I don't know if that's a conspiracy or not.
You just gotta
Google
things.
And then further down, flat earth. I'm not sure what that is. And right after that, Falcon 9 landing different than live stream.
Mm.
Okay.
Did he have any midget nudes?
Those are interesting.
Will?
Asking the good important questions.
Will, why do you ask?
Because you wrote that on my wall for some reason.
Wait, on a sticky note or just right onto the wall?
It was just a suggestion that you should find more than what you had already found.
Ethan. He like left me a flash drive and then stuck it to my wall and it says midget nudes.
No, I was sitting next to you. You were searching the internet and you opened a page.
Yeah, we were looking like...
It feels like Ethan is really involved with other people's search results histories. Ethan, what's in my search results? My search history?
I told somebody else, and because I told this person, I'm legally not allowed to tell you until they tell you. So...
I gotta go.
Hey, Ethan. I saw you on Sunday.
What?
And, It looks thinner.
Yes, William.
And like, I gotta know, are you losing the husk on us?
I might be shedding. Yes, for spring.
But who's gonna take on the mantle of the husk?
I've been working on it.
Maybe Arthur and I could team up and cultivate some mass together.
maybe in 9 months we have like a 9 pounds, 7 ounces.
We'll like balance out. So we're still as a group the exact same weight, but it's more evenly distributed amongst us. Because Ethan's been hogging all the extra weight.
All the warmth.
I am willing to bet. So I bet that the two of you together weigh less than my heaviest.
Oh, I want to know. I seriously doubt it, but I want to know. What's the heaviest Ethan has ever weighed?
Well, first, what's your combined weight?
Yeah, I think we got to offer him something.
Right now, I'm at a cool 159.
Archer?
I think I'm at a 140.
Seriously?
Maybe 135.
So is that sub 2? Wait, no, that's sub 300. That's.
And how tall are you, Arthur?
Barely.
That's not even.
I am not going to reveal that information, but I am underweight. That's a thing. I'm sorry.
Because like you're taller than me. I'm like 5'6".
Archer, you might be more Jewish than me now.
You're not like 5'6".
Archer, you do what, for a binge.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Cheers. Wait, that's not the kind of binge.
My internet's dying.
Oh boy.
I can't. All right, everybody. I can't hear Gats's.
Say goodbye to Ethan.
I'm fading
everybody.
Away.
Bye, Ethan.
Bye. I weighed Why? 5-0. So
that's a really weird way of stating your weight. Just individual numbers. 5-0.
Ethan, you can't wuss out on us. How much did you weigh? I don't care about your internet.
Wait, was that not a... That wasn't a bit?
We should guess at what his weight was. I'm going to say 400. What do you guys
400?
Think?
400? That's madness.
He seemed pretty... like happy when it was sub 300, so I think that that might be the baseline for us. And I'd be willing to bet, let's see, Ethan's not that tall, he's probably like 5'6".
We'll just say 3 foot.
We'll just round it down to 2 feet.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, perfect. And average weight for a 2 foot tall person.
Do you think he has nudes? Because like he's a midget, right?
What do you think little people do regarding nudes?
Wide-angle lens.
Oh, have you guys seen Annihilation?
Not yet. I want to.
Yeah, because it's got Natalie Portman in it, right?
Yeah, but it's old Natalie Portman.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I'm hoping that maybe like when they go in that weird bubble,
there's like a flashback or something.
Yeah, and they'll just show the entirety of Leon the Professional. Apparently Tyler lives really close to me and Tyler. Can we have him go record with Arthur?
I also like the idea of not explaining at all who Tyler is.
That too. You know how, like, in Arrested Development, everyone hates on Job the most, I think, right?
Sure. Yeah, everyone tolerate, you know, they tolerate Wester.
But, like, everyone talks crap about Job, and, like, he's pretty much the punching bag of the group.
I don't care for Job.
Yeah, and no one really likes Job, so why am I bringing up Job? Sorry, Tyler.
I wonder if he still listens, because I think he listened in the beginning, but...
I think if he still listens, he deserves to be a guest.
I know, like if you stuck with us for a year, we should.
Tyler, if you're still listening, go to Tyler's house at 555.
No.
555. No. 555.
Stop giving my real address.
good find.
How do you remember that?
I don't know, man.
I should make sure and bleep out his last name, so then for the listeners, he's always just Tyler. Wow. Tyler bleep.
Tyler.
All right, guys. I need advice on a really important decision.
Okay.
I'll get Ethan. Hang on.
Cool. Thanks.
I'll get Migos.
I haven't had enough time to listen to their discography to make a reference, but Migos.
Discography,
are they,
you
like,
say?
Speaking of discographies, there's this podcast called The Discographers.
That Arthur needs to make some artwork for. But Arthur, what's your important decision?
We've got time. So my decision, it's super important. Do I get Indian food or do I get fast food?
It's Native American food, just saying.
Yeah, it depends on how politically correct you are.
The correct nomenclature.
Are you getting McDonald's with Szechuan sauce as the fast food or the Native American food?
That would be one of the options. Yeah. It's that or Jack in the Box, because their nuggets are actually really good.
Yeah, their nuggets are really good. Like,
I only said that because they hate us.
Can you get Jack in the Box nuggets and then get the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's? Because McDonald's nuggets kind of suck.
They're unique. They're distinct. They're their own thing. They don't taste like chicken. They taste like their own... like flavor of chicken. It's a little unsettling.
They're shaped like Christmas stockings.
That's the boot.
Some of them.
And I feel like they've used the same mold for whatever they use for the chicken.
They're putting mold in the chicken
since I was a kid.
Wait, there's chicken in chicken nuggets?
Supposedly.
They like spell it without.
Did someone say chicken nuggets?
Oh, Ethan's back.
Yay.
Okay. I can't use any of Ethan's audio unless we stop the room.
Yeah, so either that's ignore true. Ethan.
Should yes, I just leave?
Ethan, wait, you why, should leave.
What's better? No, seriously. Like.
Oh, I see. Because it might not keep the.
Might not
keep his audio.
Yeah.
Will, can you be my surrogate for the outro?
Yeah, sure. I can be your surrogate anytime, Ethan. Ethan said that he wants me to be a surrogate for him.
Aww.
So oh, great. I
trust
you like in.
I would trust Ethan. What's your first order of business as Ethan?
Ethan, tell me what you want to say.
Will is not me. He is just the messenger.
Okay, Ethan said that he likes to kiss all the pretty boys on the cheek. And he wants to go to the ball and be the prettiest.
See,
boy there.
I knew it was a bad idea the moment I suggested it, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to make reference to it because it would give Will the idea. But
What do you think Ethan, we were doing?
Ethan is now saying he's very glad that he got that off his chest, and that this is like a good way for him to get out the hard things that he can't say.
This just sounds like one of Will's bad bits. Like, nobody's gonna... It doesn't come across that I'm actually...
You know what, Will? That makes sense.
Ethan said he really likes my bits.
Well, I don't just believe that.
Quick, I gotta do a local recording so I can prove my innocence.
So, hey, Will, can you ask Ethan whether I should get Indian food?
For the record, I am not gay. The best Indian fast food is... in Pasadena, California.
That wasn't the question.
There's an amazing little shop down an alleyway between some houses.
Still wasn't the question.
And
Ethan said that you should go check out Cruising Craigslist on YouTube.
Oh.
No, I would never recommend that garbage to a self-respecting human being.
What's that?
Will looks up. Will was looking up some T4T forums and found a he clicked on a page and oh man, did he find an album? Oh boy, that.
I sound like I'm crazy right now. I'm just talking to myself. Ethan, shut up.
Arthur.
Will, you should do it. You should kill yourself.
Get out of my head.
Come on, you have is Cruising Craigslist.
Will keeps referencing Ethan. He's been doing it more and more. It's just weird that he's...
Ethan's been dead for 5 years.
Dang it, you stepped on my joke. I was going
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm just gonna...
Okay, Will, I want...
Okay, update on my end of the club. I decided to get Jack in the Box, and I have some Szechuan sauce that's cool. In the fridge, and that's going to be...
Oh, shoot. Fast food reviews with Arthur. Horn. Annoying DJ horn.
I only eat fast food in private where I can play Beethoven and watch myself.
I used to do that, too, but I realized it was because of my shame, and it made me really uncomfortable. So
that's why I do it. You can't really eat too much... when there's sad music. Where do you guys think which place has the best chicken nuggets?
Wendy's.
McDonald's, I'm not a big chicken nuggets person.
Best chicken nuggets. All right. So we had what? McDonald's from Ethan. We had Wendy's from Will.
Wendy's.
Tyler's not a chicken nuggets person, but you know, deep down I think everyone's a chicken nugget person. So Tyler, if you had to choose Where would you order?
I would go Burger King.
Chicken nuggets.
Burger King. Okay.
But I don't.
So, notice how they're called Burger King, Tyler?
I established...
And you know how kings aren't really a thing anymore?
I'm not a chicken nuggets person.
I will have to swing the pendulum the other way and say Chick-fil-A has really good chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Oh, and man, I am converting like an SOB. All right. Chick-fil-A nuggets.
I can't go to Chick-fil-A.
Is.
Like,
why not?
I know people over there.
Well, it's because of the condition. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to just make up your own recipe for like Chick-fil-A special sauce.
I don't think they have a special sauce.
It's going to get you in trouble. What's their secret sauce? Chick-fil-A sauce. Will was making William sauce instead of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, let me...
Will, I am in your food sauce.
Let me salvage this and segue. Let me take things back. Let me take things back to when I was, I don't know, like 13, and I was still full of youth and happiness, and I would go over and visit my grandpa's house, and he would go out and buy me Wendy's chicken nuggets like 3 times a day when I was staying over there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cuz
and I'm the husky one.
He'd ask what do you want for dinner? And I'd say Wendy's chicken nuggets. It's like, "Okay." And then you go out and buy me chicken nuggets. So that is why Wendy's chicken nuggets are the best.
I like how Wendy's takes I like how Wendy's takes a greater value than your grandfather in that story.
No, it like, reminds him.
You know the best thing about my granddad taking me, I'm willing to bet that if Will could have a 40-piece chicken nuggets right now or another day with Grandpa, he would choose the 40 nuggets.
Ethan, stop. Miss you, Grandpa.
So let's take it. I was actually kind of betting that I was wrong and that he's just alive. That was a shot in the dark. I had no idea what his status was.
Do you know how he died?
Sorry, is shot in the dark choked inappropriate? I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shoot himself in the dark?
Shot in the dark.
Oh, gee, okay. How'd he die? Just a shot in the dark. How'd you know?
At Chick-fil-A.
A Chick-fil-A employee shot him in the dark.
He got into a car accident with my uncle.
Is that what we're calling it now? A car accident? Okay.
Yeah. Ethan probably wasn't on.
Throwback's another name for it. So if you could build your ideal fast food meal with like fries, burger, some sort of appetizer, and a beverage of some sort, what's the optimal fast food smorgasbord?
I'd start with having my grandpa.
As chicken fried or grilled?
Just a side, you know, plain, not cooked.
Just a side of grilled. Okay, keep going.
And that's it.
Any sauce with that, sir?
No.
Or is that what you're saving Szechuan for? Okay. One last dinner with grandpa.
Okay, can we stop, please? Okay.
So, how are we going to end it now?
It's me, Grandpa.
You're not making it better, Ethan.
I think, and this is just a shot in the dark, Tyler. But I think we just end it now.
What holiday just happened?
Szechuan Day,
Easter,
Women's Day.
Women's Day.
Is that a holiday?
I mean, I took it off.
Why is that so funny?
No, there was a recent one that involves a lot of drinking that isn't Cinco de
Mayo.
Women's
Day.
Oh, yeah. I had some friends over on Saturday.
What did you guys do? And I did a lot of drinking on Women's
and
Day, if you know.
We went out. We went to a few places just to, like, we started off at drinks. And then, like, went up to a scenic spot, and then ended up, like, getting more drinks.
Oh,
and then
shoot.
We realized it was St. Patrick's
Day. Did you say St. Patrick's Day?
So,
time for me to do a Mountain Dew shot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm pouring it out now.
Oh,
man.
Can you do a whiskey dew sour?
No.
Good.
Ethan.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. To hell with it, Will. Sobriety? What do you owe society that you should be sober?
Okay, I'm going to take the shot now. Woo wee. That's a strong year. Mm. Okay.
We're done.
So we're walking down the street, and this is like towards the end of the day, and then we realize it's St. Patty's Day. So we're like, wait, everyone else was like out getting wasted because it was St. Patty's Day, and
your reaction was like zombie apocalypse has happened, but and you realize that you and your group are the only ones left alive. Kind of a realization.
Exactly. And in the theme of zombie apocalypse, on our way like down Fisherman's Wharf, we like looked over and there was a building like completely on fire. Like a gigantic, it was like 4 or 5 alarm fire.
That may or may not have been a setup for you.
That was the PS to your story.
Thank you. And we walked over to it. We like saw it from a distance and we made jokes and we're like, you know what? We're going to go to a mirror maze. This fire seems way more interesting. So we walked over to it and got really, really close to the fire and like did some live streaming and stuff through that Citizen app. And then we got pushed out by the police. Yeah, and then this guy showed up, and we're, like, doing the live streaming thing, and this guy gets kicked out by the police, but he's, like, way, way wasted. Like, you know, we're pretty drunk, but, like, we're not belligerent. But this dude, he's just having these conversations about how the police station needs to burn down. And
not the time or place, dude. Not the time or place.
Not the time. And so, like, he's, like, talking to one of my friends who's, like, entertaining his like, monologue, and, which is nice of him, but, like, we're streaming the whole thing, so, like, you can hear the conversation in the stream that he's having, and at the beginning, he says, he, like, asks for a light, and so I, like, reach into my pocket. And this is like before I know what he's going to talk about. I reach into my pocket and I have a lighter and I pull it out and he's already like distracted by a different topic. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just wait until like he needs a light again. And then like his whole conversation happens and he like starts talking about like conspiracies and stuff. And then he asks for a light again and I'm like,
I'm just going to slowly put this back in my pocket.
Not going to. Yeah. So yeah, there was that stream. Then we got kicked out, and
did you do one of those things where it's like
from a different angle?
But I live there, and then you rush past the police and go into the building.
Yeah, there are some pretty awesome views on the stream.
Archer
climbing up the ladder.
Could my brother and I come down to the city, and we can cosplay as a news crew and go around and try and live stream crime?
If that was something that yeah, let's do it. Cool. Why not?
I mean, I've never been to the Tenderloin.
It's very Nightcrawler-esque, just FYI, but,
That's exactly, that's a great way to put it, Arthur. I can't believe you're into this as much as I am.
I gotta say, Jake Gyllenhaal has a wonderful talent of going in between very handsome and extremely creepy. And like, Nightcrawler, extremely creepy.
I agree.
And Source Code, super dreamy, man. Like, wow.
Source Code is a garbage movie.
The ending is garbage, but the middle is okay.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'm sorry about what I said, guys.
Cool.
So, Arthur, I gotta know.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you start the fire?
We didn't start the fire.
What? But it was always burning.
Oh man, where's my Postmate? Sorry, where's my delivery? I shouldn't market things for free.
Is the end of the podcast in Archer's Postmates or something?
No, I hope not. It's like 20 minutes away. Sorry, he or she is like 20 minutes away. I think of them as people.
Them?
Them is 20 minutes away.
It?
Yes.
They's 20 minutes... There.
Yeah. All right. Tyler's like what? Out?
I think he went to sleep.
I'm laying down, but my alarm's going to go off for work in 7 hours.
Well, that's plenty of time.
But you did say you were laying down. What are you wearing?
Oh, shoot. Actually, Tyler, thanks you for reminding me. I have a 30-minute drive home. Let's end.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, now we get to end. I see how it is.
Why are all of your friends a
30-minute
drive? No, I'm just on your side.
What are you talking about?
Tyler.
It's not, to quote a great poet, it's not over until I say it's over. And it's over. It's over. Let's end this. You know, just once and for all.
Okay, where's that outro ending? I've got a surrogate.
It's not over until the husky kid sings.
Well, he's...
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we lay. That was not...
That was almost as bad as Fergie.
Almost.
Goals.
I mean, hey, if I can get a reaction from Steph Curry, then I'm a happy puppy.
R.I.P. Nyan Cat.
You know what? I don't like feeding into this whole thing.
Oh, who is the Archer of the podcast?
Nyan Cat.
The fire.
All right.
I like that. Okay. All right, I'm
Ethan. Why are all of your friends 30 minutes away from where you live?
Just the ones that I like. Oh shoot! No, I mean, oh, I mean yeah! No. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait, no. shoot.
Ethan said he likes me. Ethan said he likes me.
No, this is not the ending.
Ethan is my best friend now. Ethan
is the
best friend. We're gonna be best friends forever.
I feel like I'm at work again. This is bad.
He only lives 30 minutes away.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail. And you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
Oh, man. I think it's a sign. I was opening a bottle of some sort, and there was like foil around the top, and as I twisted, it gave me a cut.
Maybe you shouldn't be
finally
that kind of
we have made a blood sacrifice. The views will rain down upon us.
You know, I never thought about it that way,
which can't help because
this is an audio podcast, Ethan. We don't need views.
Exactly. People will look in disregard.